prophets. Then they went out and slaughtered innocent Muslims and killed teachers and memorizers of the Quran just for sport, for play. Now, who does such as this? Only very psychotic people. Islam is not teaching us to build institutions to house psychotic people that can never be changed or corrected. That's not what Islam teaches us. It teaches us to form a way to give them rehabilitation right here in this life. And if they can't be rehabilitated, and if they're going to continue to kill people, then you put them out of their misery. And this is not against common sense. In fact, I will tell you that I used to be a preacher of the Bible. It's in the Bible. You want to look, take a look for yourself. Read the book of Deuteronomy. And read the book of Leviticus. And read some of the other books that you'll find in the Old Testament dealing with this subject. And you know what you're going to be surprised? You're going to say, wow, it's more harsh than the Quran. We didn't know that. We didn't read that before. I understand that. This is something very normal for people to criticize something when they don't really know what it's about. But when we talk about qital, when we talk about combat, it does have big limitations. And when there's specifically something to show us how to deal with something, we shouldn't laugh at it or make fun of it. This is showing us how to deal with the most horrible of conditions that might occur. And we didn't need anybody to tell us that there needs to be a war against terrorism, because Allah said in the same verses, starting again, I'll mention what I did in another segment. We talked about the verses in Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 189 through verse 195. If you go through there and look, you're going to see that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is being ordered by Allah to order to answer certain questions a certain way. They ask about the moon and what the signs are with the moon for the pilgrimage, knowing Ramadan, etc. They ask about what doors to enter the house by. We talked about that. Piety is to have taqwa for Allah, not that you enter your house by a back door. And they ask also about an important subject, which was about what do we do to make the Hajj? How do we go for Hajj when there's people going to be killing us that turned us out of our homes? Then the verse comes that you combat them, you engage them in this combat, those who were engaging in combat with you, huh? Kill them wherever you find them. Meaning what? Because read the rest of the verse. But if they stop, you have to stop. Now, let's keep all this in mind, what I've just talked about. We're going to take a break. Now, what I want you to do, come back, and we'll continue on this subject. Very important subject to remove the fog that's been presented as being Islam. Stay tuned.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. We're back and you're watching Lifting the Fog. Removing the misconceptions, misunderstandings, and misrepresentations dealing with Islam and what Islam teaches. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and what we talked about in the first segment is a very important subject about battle or combat, referred to in the Arabic language as qital. Now, there is one form of this word used in the Quran where it specifically says kill. And you can't mince words about it. And a Muslim shouldn't do that. It clearly states kill them. But who it's talking about to kill is people who are killing you. These people who are committing an act. And the act is described in the Quran as, in the Arabic language, fitna. It's often translated to the English language as trials or calamities or difficulties. But in reality, the word fitna is a big word. and it means something horrible. I'll give you an example of that. If you would take into consideration what happened in the United States on September 11th, 2001, when those airplanes collided with those buildings, when those buildings were blown up and they fell down, and when the airplane hit the Pentagon over by my house, and when all these people died, if you ask in Arabic, what's the best word to describe this condition, this horrible thing that was going on, what will you call this thing in Arabic? They will say, al-fitna. Fitna. This is a big fitna. And what did we call it in English? Terrorism. Okay. So by that definition, you gave the definition yourself. Fitna in this condition is called what? Terrorism. Now, in the Quran, Allah used that word, fitna. And he said, fight them until there's no more fitna. Because verily the fitna is worse than fighting or killing these people. I'm going to ask you something. And be honest. If you had the opportunity right now to kill these people who killed so many innocent lives, wouldn't you? Because that's what Mr. Bush ordered. He ordered the troops to go out in combat and stomp these guys at whatever expense it takes. And by the way, I don't blame him for that. This is Islam. Mr. Bush did not come up with anything new. When he stood on the White House lawn several days after 9/11, they had a press conference. It was at night. And he stood there in front of the White House and he said that this is not a war against Islam, which we appreciate that. He's telling the truth. He said that this is a war on terrorism. But he is not the first one to say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God Almighty and Majestic, has already declared this war against terrorism 1,400 years ago. It's described using the word combat, qital, and it is referred to in the Arabic language as al-jihad. Jihad here is a word which is understood as struggle. It's a struggle on many levels, small level, medium level, and a major level. It's a struggle. But when you are in combat with an enemy who commits terrorism, you've been commanded in the Quran to fight these people until you destroy them or they stop. One of the two. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That's common sense. But to take this out of context and say that Islam is preaching a message of violence, that Islam is something that is bad, this is not only incorrect, it is ludicrous. It is beyond really the imagination of an intelligent individual to listen to such